Junior, I know you're going to be telling stories about your trip of a lifetime that you took over summer vacation going to Africa. And I've asked you if you saw a black mamba. You did not. I asked you if, which is a very deadly snake that lives over there and is very intimidating to me. And I told you the story about that judge who was on vacation with his wife in a country that you were in. And he got bitten by a black mamba and he died from it because he was like an hour from the nearest medical facility. He was 57.
Terrible.
And he passed away. Here's a little detail on the venom of a black mamba snake. It's a neurotoxic. There's those hemotoxic venoms and then there's the neurotoxic. So the effects can be felt within a few minutes of the bite. So imagine yourself going through this. You get bit by the black mamba, which, by the way, will bite you multiple times in quick succession. It likes to do that. That's its methodology. Just
creepy.
And then it runs away laughing. Symptoms include the sensation of pins and needles on the victim's lips.
My lips. It feels like pins are being stuck in.
And they often speak of a metallic taste in the mouth, followed by nausea.
My lips are stinging and it's like a copper. I think it's copper. I taste copper.
And then vomiting. Then you get a paralyzed tongue resulting in slurred speech and excessive salivation.
God. Man.
So if your friend gets bitten by a black mamba and you see some of that stuff starting,
get the camera out. Start rolling.
Yeah, there's some funny Graham moments to be had there.
Oh, yeah.
With a big old thick tongue drooling when you're trying to talk. As the patient weakens, the eyes become droopy. The pupils dilate, and the patient may sweat excessively.
It's hot. It's too hot. I can't leave. Give me a turn of fan.
Breathing becomes progressively labored. And I think your death results in due to lack of oxygen because you stop being able to breathe.
Wow.
Once hospitalized, if you make it that far, you will in all probability be ventilated while anti-venom is administered or obtained. So basically, if you're bitten by a black mamba, chances are they're cutting open your throat. You just can't survive without them cutting open your throat.
And probably not without, not with any anesthesia, right? They're just slicing it open to get going, like when you have to do an emergency tracheotomy.
If the patient stops breathing, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation could be beneficial, but for a relatively short period only. The only treatment for a serious black mamba bite is anti-venom. You either get it or you're going to die. So you're lucky you didn't run into one.
This poor guy.
Yes.
57, did you say? And
I don't think it's that bad. I think it just glanced me. I think it just glanced. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Stop it. And we took a couple of walks, you know, out in the bush. Could have happened to me.
And black mambas are the kind that rear up and they'll run on their tail.
That is so they can,
yes. So they rear up like the first two-thirds of their body and then run at you as you scream and run away.
I wonder how fast they can run.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Like, could you run away or are they
70
too fast?
Or 80 miles an hour.
No.
No.
I bet you it's a push. Humans aren't that fast.
No, we're not. In terms of the animal kingdom, we're pretty slow. How fast does a black
mamba
run? 12 miles an hour.
Okay.
That's pretty fast. How fast do you think you run?
I bet Junior can get it over 13.
Usain Bolt was what, 22 miles an hour?
No, I think he was close to 30.
Oh,
right?
Really?
I think he's close to 30.
Yeah, 20. I want to say like 26 miles an hour or something like that.
Yeah, but he can't keep up that pace.
Let me see. How fast does Bolt run?
Don't have those
28 miles
searches.
An hour. He's 28.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost 30.
I think I could go faster than 12, but also consider you're out in the bush, you're on unsure footing and sand and dirt, so probably not much faster.
Yeah, and your leg's going to get all gummed up in a bush as it's coming straight at you.
And I'll be screaming and crying.
I'm a radio personality! I'm a radio personality! You can't attack me!
What?
That's what you would say.
That is the last thing I would say.
That's what you think.
No, it's not. It's what you think.
Craig Miller
says the average man is 15.9 miles per hour.
Okay.
You think you're faster than average?
The average man. I'm faster than average. I know he's not.
I'm way faster than average.
Below average in a lot of different categories when it comes to being a man.
I'm closer to Bolt than the average man.
No,
that's for damn sure.
I doubt it. And then Elon Musk. What's going on with him?
He's weird, but he's genius.
Yes. He released this song. Elon Musk's latest startup is taking steps to eventually insert a computer connection into human brains. It's a little bit strange to me because he's one of these guys who warns against the dangers of artificial intelligence, and now he's putting computers into brains, and he says that this is one of the only ways that we can actually even have a hope of keeping up with AI is to integrate ourselves with them to be able to control them that way. He says he's investing in this company. They've raised $150 million, $100 million of it from him, from himself. And in clinical trials that could begin as early as next year, Neuralink, which is the name of the company, wants to drill 4 8-millimeter holes into paralyzed patients' skulls and insert implants that will give them the ability to control computers and smartphones with their thoughts.
Wow.
So imagine looking down at your phone and just thinking what you want it to do. And it works.
And if you're one of those paralyzed people, why not?
It's great. It's awesome. What is that?
He's being Danny Noonan.
I always thought that was really stupid, that little moment in Caddyshack. What was he doing? $6 Million Man or something?
Chevy, right?
Genius.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, stupid?
Man, that was dumb.
Hilarious.
This company just needs approval from the FDA before it can begin these trials. But it will help amputees regain mobility. And it may help people hear, speak, or see. So another one recently, all these implants that people are doing in their eyes and ears that are now giving them a sense that they never had before. I always wonder how that works with the human brain that's not trained to receive a visual image or an auditory signal. How do you make sense of what you're hearing for the first time?
Right. Right.
Like imagine knowing English. Because you can read it, or you can read lips, perhaps, but all of a sudden you're hearing it, and that the sounds make no sense to your brain as being English. That's so freaky.
Yeah. That is freaky.
But a lot of people regaining their senses because of the implants, and these implants are getting so advanced now that a company like Neuralink wants to implant interfaces in your brain that you can just look at something, look at a device, and control it with your mind, with your thoughts. Now, I would be real worried about this because what if I'm up there in a presentation and I'm controlling my PowerPoint with my mind, but there's a really hot girl in there too, and it accidentally interprets that as it wants, I want it to do like a Google search for some offensive act.
Right. Or up on the screen that is showing all of your thoughts, there's an image of you with this girl.
Right.
That you've created in your mind that you want to happen so badly.
6'4", and I'm full of muscle, like I'm in at work. Anyway, so Elon Musk is doing this. I think it's fascinating technology that we're on the brink of here. Technology that's going to make life great for about 10 years and then destroy the world.
Right.
So Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, how far do you think we are from at birth, everybody gets something implanted into their skull, and that's how basically we function the rest of our lives?
Oh, I think that that's going to happen within
3 weeks.
No, I think within 50 years, certainly. It's like we will eventually realize, or at least come to the conclusion, I think it's kind of a bad conclusion, that the body's the weak point of all this, and so anything we do to minimize the body and just create our interfaces, our mind interfaces with computers. So, I mean, I don't think it's very unrealistic at all if the world actually survives long enough that we will be just, our bodies will just be floating in the gel in the capsule for our whole lives, and our whole world will be the virtual world.
Right.
There's no point in having the real world and all of its problems out there. We solve environmental issues and everything. We all just live in the underground bunkers in our coffins, our gel, our bio-gel coffins.
Have you guys watched Wall-E yet?
You know what?
I have never seen that.
I bought it, and I started watching it.
I can't believe you watched
it. I did the exact same thing. I bought it, and I started watching it, and I got probably 25 minutes in.
That's where I am right now.
And it kind of lost me. I didn't think it was that interesting.
Well, I haven't even gotten to the people yet.
I haven't either.
See, that's the problem. I think we need to get to the people.
Whatsoever. Yeah, there's no dialogue, and it's a cartoon, so I don't like it inherently.
Mm-mm. It's not really a cartoon. It's 3D animation. But anyway.
But I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to revisit it because I bought it, so now I have it.
All right, well, you're going to watch it over the weekend? I'll watch it over the weekend, too.
Okay. Yeah, I have to. I don't have satellite because of the terrible customer service. So, yeah, I'll watch it.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Okay, thanks a lot.
That's it.
Is that about it, Gordon? Or are you?
That's okay.
I have another one.
No, that's fine.
We don't have time.
Our last segment, the speed of the black mamba came up, the snake that gets on its tail and runs upright towards you to kill you. So I found a site, speedofanimals.com. The black mamba's top speed is 20 miles an hour. Generally, it runs around 12, but it can get up to 20. So I mentioned that the human is pretty much the slowest in the animal kingdom, or certainly near the bottom, and that's true. As I go down this list, wow, these animals can run fast. Of course, the cheetah is the fastest land animal with a top speed of 74 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Awesome.
But then, how about this? The African bush elephant runs 25 miles an hour. The African wild dog, 45 miles an hour.
Dang. Those are crazy-looking creatures, the African wild dog.
That's the one creature, and I'll tell you more about our safari at 8:15 that we didn't see that we wanted to see, was the wild dog.
Pretty cool-looking.
The brown bear, so this is something you'd find here in the U.S., 21 miles an hour.
Okay.
So that gives you a chance.
Got a chance.
I thought they were faster than that, though.
You better hurry.
21 miles an hour. The grizzly bear, 35 miles an hour.
Oh, off.
Man. Even Usain Bolt is not going to outrun the grizzly bear. The polar bear, you have the best chance of outrunning of all the bears. 18 miles an hour is their top speed.
Yeah, because they're always slipping on the ice.
Right. The coyote, we have those around here. You're not getting away from the coyote. 43 miles an hour.
Dang.
Isn't that surprising?
Yeah, and they can use rockets.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, that's a cartoon.
He tried to use way too many rockets. 43 miles an hour. He was just as fast as that roadrunner.
I don't know. How fast is a roadrunner, I wonder?
Roadrunner, wow. 20 miles an hour, top speed.
The whole cartoon was based on a faulty premise.
Not in cartoon land, they can run 85.
Plus, the coyote always used stuff from Acme, and that company never provided great products.
That company didn't treat him right.
The domestic cat, 30 miles an hour, top speed.
Hmm.
Pretty good.
And they're really quick, too. Yeah.
My nemesis, the squirrel, top speed, 13 miles an hour.
I would have guessed faster on that.
It's got good cutting speed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quick.
Yeah.
It's Barry Sanders-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a good north-south runner, but it can east-west you and get a lot of yards that way.
It can break my ankles with its cuts. Right. The Galapagos tortoise, 0.2 miles an hour.
Hey, guys.
The garden snail, 0 miles an hour.
Zero. Well, you got to give him something.
Doesn't register.
It's so low, it just counts as zero. The greyhound, I thought greyhounds were actually faster than this, 40 miles an hour. A coyote.
Wait, a coyote can outrun a greyhound?
Would you have guessed that?
We should be racing coyotes.
Exactly. A horse says top speed, 54 miles an hour. A lion, 50 miles an hour.
So I need a good horse if I'm in lion country.
Right. A rabbit, 30 miles an hour. Spotted hyena, 40 miles an hour. A wildebeest, 40 miles an hour. And a zebra, 40 miles an hour.
Hmm.
And the white-tailed deer, which we would see in these parts, 30 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. Speedofanimals.com.